Hello. Welcome back to Intuitive Stardust. Today I'm going to be talking about trusting your body. And before I get into telling some of those stories, I drew a card for us. I always draw the card right before I hit record. So that it's very connected. I always ask, what is it that we need to hear the most right now? I always use my intuition to feel which deck I'm drawn to before I even ask that question. And it was funny because I used the Starseed Oracle deck today. And I was shuffling the deck and I split the deck in two and I saw this card and it just drew me in. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, that's the card. And I thought, no. You haven't even asked the question yet. You haven't even set your intention. Shuffle the deck and whatever card is meant to come out, it'll be the card that it's meant to be. You know, just go with it. So I kept shuffling. And a card, once I set my intention, a card flew out of the deck onto the floor and almost across the room. And I was like, oh, well, that's the one, whatever that is, that's the one. And I flipped it over and it was the same card. The card is perspective. It is basically, the picture is just black with this tiny little earth in the middle with stars all around. And it says, none of this matters. Zoom out, common ground. Take a step back and look at the bigger picture of your life. Step away from the blinkered vision and reactive frame of mind and of me against them. Change your perspective. Shift your point of view and zoom out, out, out. We are but a speck of dust in the universe, yet we think everything revolves around us. We see the planet as ours to own and conquer, pillaging the land and setting ourselves up for our eventual extinction. We build fences and walls and create invisible borders. Mother Earth doesn't need us to survive, but we need her. It's time to wake up. A new perspective is urgently needed. We become so lost in our individual experience that we don't realize that most of the things that keep us awake at night are actually distractions. We're wasting our precious time and resources fighting each other when we should be coming together to heal what's been severed. This moment is a breath in the timeline of your life. This life is a fleeting moment in the tapestry of your soul's experience. Your soul's experience is a flash in the timeline of the unknown universe, and the known universe is a grain of sand in the unknown universe. Take a moment to see the bigger picture, to find common ground, to find deep compassion in your heart, to gain a greater perspective of humanity in this fleeting moment in the timeline of your soul's existence, in the timeline of all that is, was, and ever will be. Starseed Soul Inquiry. How are you being called to change your perspective? Now I find that kind of ironic and funny, because today what I want to talk about is trusting your body and noticing when your body is trying to tell you something. And that is all about how we as human beings are interconnected. And so this perspective card, this shift in perspective, is pretty much what I'm talking about today. When you feel a pain in your body, shift your perspective and ask yourself, is that my pain or is that someone else's pain? So what led me to talk about this today is I have all of these stories of my journey that show how you can feel something in your body that doesn't belong to you, and how you can navigate figuring out if it's yours or if it isn't yours. So I'm not going to use names in this just because I know some of these stories are like personal, and I don't want to, you know, give away people's personal information. So I want to start with one of my stories from last summer. I had a client and we were doing a Reiki session, an in-person Reiki session outside. And this particular client has been struggling with infertility. So as a surprise for her, I brought my sacral singing bowl, the crystal singing bowl, with me to use at the end of her session. Just as some extra good energy for her sacral chakra to help her with her infertility struggles, and, you know, just make sure that when she left, all the good energy and all the good juju was there for her to tap into. So it was a beautiful, beautiful spring or summer day, and the sun was shining, and we were going through our session, and I got to probably either the solar plexus or while I was working on her sacral chakra, and I was like, are you having lower back pain? And she got this, like, her eyes open, and she got this surprised look on her face, and she was like, oh my gosh, how do you know that? And I said, well, my lower back is really starting to hurt, and I was wondering if maybe you've been having lower back pain. Now, usually when I am doing a session, I have my client lay on their back and I work from the crown chakra all the way down through the root. Typically, I don't have them roll over on their stomach unless I feel that it is warranted. And in this case, I really felt like, okay, I asked my client, I said, would you feel comfortable rolling over on your stomach so that I can work on your back just a little bit before we finish up? And she, of course, agreed. And I, you know, she rolled over and I was working on her lower back, clearing out that energy and, you know, clearing out that pain. And my back just started to hurt more and more and more. And so I asked her at one point while I was working on her lower back, I said, how is your back feeling now? And she was like, honestly, it's feeling a lot better. And I said, perfect, because that is what we're going for. And I have since learned a better way of dealing with it when I feel it in my body and releasing it. But at the time, I kind of held on to that lower back pain maybe a little bit longer than I needed to, but also that was a learning experience. So for the rest of that day, I was kind of like hunched over trying to stretch my back, and I was like, man, this is really rough. I feel bad that she's been having this pain. And finally, you know, I was able to clear that energy from my own body and release it. But I knew for a fact, there was no other explanation for it. I knew for a fact that I had taken on that pain from her body into mine. So I knew it wasn't mine. I was still just learning and navigating how to release another person's energy from my own body. Then I think like a couple months went by, and I had been talking with another one of my friends, and this particular friend struggles with some chronic illness, and one of the side effects can sometimes be tension in the neck and the shoulders and in the muscles. And we were like, talking about how it was, really hard. It was getting bad, and she was going to go see a massage therapist. And I suggested possibly seeing if a chiropractor that does some muscle work might be able to help as well. And we had been chit-chatting about that. And then I woke up one morning and my entire back of my neck and my entire back of my shoulders was like hard, tight, sore, stiff. And I was like, oh man, the first thing you go to is like, oh yeah, I slept wrong, or I must be, maybe I'm out of alignment. My muscles are, tensing up because they're pulling, in funny directions or what have you. And I just kept going. And it was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days later, I had been taking Epsom salt baths. I had been using my massage gun. I had been using Tiger Balm. I'm pretty sure I tried other things too that I can't even remember that I tried to release that tension that I was feeling. And then it dawned on me that I was totally picking up on the energy and that pain that my friend was having in her neck and shoulders. So I reached out again and I was like, hey, I think that I'm feeling you. And in Reiki, that's what we call energetic cords. It's like a thread of energy from one person connected to another person, a cord. And I was like, all right, I really need to try this whole like cord cutting thing out and take it very seriously and, get rid of this pain that I'm feeling because it's been like 4 days now and I'm done. And I realized who it was I was feeling, so I need to take care of this. So some crystals that you can use that will help. You can use selenite, you can use blue kyanite. There are a couple other ones I can't remember off the top of my head. Those are the two that I prefer. Neither one needs to be cleared, so it's a great crystal that you can just grab at any point in time and just use that to set that intention to cut that cord, cut that tie of that energy between you and another person, and send their energy back to them for healing, cleansing, and clearing, and release it from your body. So what that's what I did. I did some self-Reiki and I used my blue kyanite, and I was just, sweeping it around the area of the back of my neck and the top of my shoulders. And in my mind, while I'm doing that, I'm holding that intention of severing that tie, cutting that cord, sending that energy back for cleansing and clearing and healing and releasing it from my body. And the next morning I woke up, and because this was right before bed that I was doing this, and the next morning I woke up and I had no pain in my neck. I had no pain in my shoulders. I know that sounds crazy, but it has happened to me so many times. And the more I pay attention to that, the more I realize that a lot of the things that I'm feeling in my body don't even belong to me. So recently, I was in a class, a group setting over via Zoom, and at the end of our class, we had a group, just a little mini group, Reiki session. And we were invited to send Reiki, to receive Reiki, both, whatever, we felt. So in the middle of the session, I had this moment where I felt my throat get really tight, and then I had to like swallow. And I knew in that moment that it wasn't my throat chakra that I was feeling. I knew that it was someone else. It was someone else's energy. And so I swallowed that energy. And then the guide of the group session was like, "Everybody swallow now." Right after I had that really big swallow, and I was like, "Oh, okay. So I'm not the only one that felt someone else's throat chakra here." And then I intuitively placed my hand on my heart after she had said, "Everybody swallow," because I wanted to continue moving that energy, pulling it downwards through the body from the throat. And, I swallowed and then put my hand over my heart because it helps keep it moving and keeps it, grounding, and it keeps it from being in, the state that it was in prior to that, and that tension in the throat. And then my instructor was like, "Now everyone place your hands on your heart space." And I was like, "Oh, all right. I'm like in sync here," because intuitively I was moving through that, like, a couple seconds before we were guided to do so. So I was like, "All right, this is something that's happening that I'm not the only one feeling." So I had reached out to my instructor after our class, and I just said, "Hey," I said, "whose throat was, tense? Do you know?" And, the instructor was like, "No, I'm not sure, but maybe it was this person." And I was like, "Oh yeah, you're right. Maybe that could be." So then I, went about the rest of my evening, and then I went to bed. And the weirdest thing happened. I am not ill. I am not fighting anything off. I am completely healthy in this moment. And in the middle of the night, I woke up coughing. Like, when you have like seasonal allergies and you try to sleep and you have that drainage and it just is like tickling the back of your throat, and then you wake up and you have like that coughing fit. I woke up having this coughing fit in the middle of the night. I'm like, what is happening? And I was half asleep, so I didn't connect it to anything until later, until I woke up the next morning. But I'm like, what is happening? Why am I having this coughing fit? So I sucked on a lozenger and I rolled over and went back to sleep. It was fine. Then when I woke up in the morning, my whole entire right side of the back of my neck was sore and stiff and tight, and I was like, I better reach out to that person from class because I think that there's something here. So I reached out and I said, "Hey, is everything okay with your throat chakra? Because, I woke up and my neck was stiff. I felt some tension during, the group Reiki the night before, and I just want to make sure that you're okay." And she said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you asked me that. The instructor actually reached out and asked me the same thing, and I've actually been having some struggles with my thyroid." And the moment that I read that information in the message that her and I had, the pain was gone in my neck. So my body was telling me, check on this person, make sure they're okay, And it does two things when you recognize something in your own body and then you reach out to someone to ask if it belongs to them, is it helps you recognize where that energy is coming from and why you're feeling it, and then you're more easily able to release it. But it also helps that person feel seen. Pain is not fun. When we have pain, we complain because we want people to see us, and we want people to see our struggle, and we want people to see the pain that we're having. And when you are feeling something that someone else is feeling, and you reach out, and then they feel seen in that moment, that pain, they feel seen without complaining too, you know? That moment of you seeing them and seeing their pain helps ease their pain to a certain degree, because it makes them not feel alone and it makes them feel validated. And you know, one of my good friends and I, you know, we're both Reiki masters, and it is not uncommon for either one of us to randomly text each other and say, "Hey, is your right hip okay? Because I just felt this, or I just felt that, or it feels like it might be a little loose, or it just popped out of socket and popped back in, like, is everything okay?" And, you know, probably, I don't know, 8 out of 10 times or so, we are probably picking up on one another, or picking up on someone that we both know. And we're able to sort of, you know, do that like detective work to figure out who is it that I'm feeling. And then we're able to reach out to that person and say, "Hey, are you okay? I see you." And that's a really big deal. When my boys were little, I have twin boys. They're 15 now. But when they were babies and they were teething, the craziest thing would happen when one of them was cutting a tooth, the other one would get a rash on their cheek. And then when that one was cutting a tooth, then the other one would get a rash on their cheek. And it happened several times where I got used to it, and I would look and I would be like, "Oh, you have a rash on your cheek. Your brother must be cutting a tooth." And every single time that was the case. So there is some sort of energetic connection that we all share that science hasn't figured out a way to explain yet. You know, like, I have a quote here from a famous, he was a science fiction author, but he was also an innovator and an inventor and numerous different things. And he said, "Magic is just science that we don't understand yet." That's from Arthur C. Clarke. And so that got me thinking, and I wanted to look up some information about things that are now proven as science that were once considered false or magic or, I hate this word, pseudoscience. Pseudoscience triggers me. I'm still working through all of the reasons why it triggers me, but it upsets me. Because, or at least partially because, I know the stuff that I have experienced is real. I don't need science to prove it to me. I get excited when science proves things through the scientific method just because I love science. But I don't know, there's just something about that word, pseudoscience, that really bothers me. And maybe it's because I spend so much time between, you know, being fascinated by science and also captivated by spirituality. I don't know. Stay tuned. Maybe if I figure out why that triggers me and go, you know, a little deeper, I can do an episode about that later. But some of the things that just weren't even real before, right? The book Brave New World, where they give the emotion suppressing medication Now we have antidepressants. When that book came out, that wasn't really a thing. And now we have medication that people take that helps balance the chemicals in the brain. Hopefully, it's not the same concept as Brave New World, but you know what I mean. The Earth being the center of the solar system and the sun going around the Earth, right? The sun being the center of our solar system used to be considered pseudoscience. It used to be considered false. The Earth being round was considered a joke, right? Because the Earth was flat. Now we've been to, we've been to outer space and we've seen the Earth as a globe. And we understand more about planets and how they move and how they rotate and how they orbit. But we didn't know that stuff before we experienced it. And then I just, any kind of quick internet search, which I just think this is super fascinating, and I'm excited to actually find out more when this becomes, commonplace. But some of the most recent advances in science, they now have artificial skin that responds to temperature and pain, which is supposed to help a lot with, obviously skin grafts, but as well as prosthetics. It's an advancement in technology. I read that there is now a device that can restore vision in the blind. I read that there's a mini, it's called a mini heart model that can repair congenital heart defects and eventually is planned to be used to combat heart disease. And I know, like, those things sound like they're straight out of a science fiction novel, yet they're real. They just happened. I believe it was in 2020 that these innovations were realized, I guess I should say. So my point is, in all of this, it is absolutely 100% possible for you to wake up one morning and have a pain in your leg and it not be yours. So I encourage you and even challenge you that the next time you feel something in your body, stick your feelers out and see, ask your husband or your wife or your partner, or your roommate or your sibling or whoever, your neighbor. Hey, is your leg bothering you today? And I bet you'll be surprised with what you find out. Now, that's not to say that every time you feel something in your body, it belongs to someone else. It absolutely can be your pain and can belong to you. But I'm talking about those pains that sort of pop up for no reason, that there's really seemingly no explanation for. If you fall down and you scrape your knee when you wake up in the morning, it's going to be tight and a little swollen and irritated because you fell down and you scraped your knee, right? But I think that we should normalize asking the people around us when we feel a random pain, hey, are you okay? Is this bothering you? Is that bothering you? Because, like I said, you'll be really surprised, I bet, if you try this, what will happen. I have another, so this is more kind of like an emotional thing that I felt. One more story about an energetic connection with another human. I was One day I was out of town and I was driving. I had my boys with me and I passed, a sign on the side of the road saying, this town this way, this town that way. And I saw the name of the town that my friend lives in. And I knew that she had just experienced a great loss and she was having extreme grief. I saw the name of her town and immediately in my heart space, I felt my heart just breaking. And so instead of just sitting with that and holding that inside of my body, I reached out to my friend and I said, "Hey, I'm out in your direction. I wanted to let you know I saw a street sign with the name of your town. And I just want to let you know I can feel your heart and I'm sending you love." I don't know if that was, helpful to her or not. I would imagine that somebody saying, "Hey, I can feel your sadness," would probably make you feel a little less crummy. Grief is really hard. And, those little moments when we are going through grief, where somebody maybe says, "I see you," can at least help us climb out of that grief. So yeah, just I encourage you, open that throat chakra, reach out and ask people if you're feeling some sort of random pain in your body. Maybe your body is trying to tell you something. Maybe your body knows that someone you care about, someone you're close to, is in physical pain or emotional pain. And maybe you reaching out to them will help them feel better. Thank you so much for listening to my stories about trusting my body. And I hope that maybe this has brought up a memory where you had something similar happen in your life. This isn't something that just started happening to me after I had my Reiki attunements. This is something that I have learned better how to navigate since I had my Reiki attunements. And I would love to hear your stories. If you have any that this episode has brought up, please share them with me on Instagram in the messages at intuitive_stardust. And I will talk to you next time. And remember, magic is just science that we don't yet understand.